Friday, August 10th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. It is the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dilloway. How you doing, Christy?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, too.
Another big weekend coming up and lots of things to tell everybody about. This town is inundated with events and activities.
There's lots going on.
And I hope that people take the challenge and go do a lot of things and let us know about it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can come up with our top five again.
I hope so. I was trying to count on my way in how many things I did last weekend of the list.
Yeah.
I know I got at least four.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm going to be doing a couple.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, our musical guest for today's show is Brooke McIntosh. She is in the studio with us today. She's going to be playing throughout the hour. We're going to talk to Jeffrey Howery, a.k.a. Dr. Bob, and Greg Freeman about the Dr. Bob reunion show on Sunday at the Boneyard, and they're also playing tonight at the Cabin. We're going to talk to Steve Hewson of the 24th Annual Rockport Dam Jam. That goes on out at Rockport State Park. We're going to talk to him at the bottom of the hour. We'll run through the weekend events, the full lineup, and then we'll talk to Charlie Freshman, who is a cannoneer of the Wasatch. Not a canyon ear, but a cannoneer, lights off cannons.
This is a cool group. This is a group that loves to blow stuff up.
Right.
And they carry these cannons around in their pickup trucks, and they come out for Tchaikovsky's, or however you pronounce it, 1812 Overture, and they have fun.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. It's an interesting hobby to have. So we'll run through all that on the weekend event, or on the Morning Mix this week.
It's possible, entirely possible, that after your conversation, getting all your questions answered, that you may want to get your own cannon.
Hmm. I see you as a blow-up guy more than me as a blow-up girl.
Right. Well, yeah. So, hey, it's going to be fun. Folks, you're listening to the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. When we return, we'll be here with Brooke McIntosh. She is our musical guest for the hour. Everybody stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's annual summer concerts return to Canyons Village weekly throughout the summer through Labor Day weekend. Live music begins at 6 p.m. and is open to all ages. More information and dates are available at parkcitymountain.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Create a mood under the stars when Park City Institute presents Grammy Award winner, soulful singer, Corinne Bailey Ray, as the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series pops up at City Park. Rain or shine, Friday, August 10th. Gates open at 4:30. Show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 655-3114. Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
And we are back this Morning Mix, JW with Christy, from Salt Lake City via the great state of California and San Diego, and then back to Ogden Canyon. Our next guest, Brooke McIntosh, joins us now live in the studio. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, JD and Christy.
Thank you. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been doing this for about 12 years professionally, and I have a little boy. He's 6 years old. And so I perform and I promote and host a great show that I've got going down in Salt Lake right now that I'm excited about. It's called Madam McIntosh's Spice of Life Show. I thought I muted that. Should be muted. Anyway, but yeah, it's the Spice of Life show, and I have special guests every week at two different shows a week. So I've got Sundays at the Lake Effect, noon to 3, and then I have Wednesdays at the Union Tavern in Midvale from 7 to 10.
So it sounds like it's a musical performance. You guest with other people, but what's the Spice of Life? What's the theme? Explain that.
It's a variety show. So every week I have a different special guest. And so I open the show, they play a set, and then the last set we combine forces. We throw our different flavors into the pot, so to speak, and see what flavors come out. So we play songs in the round, take requests, and back each other up. and it's super fun. It's like playing with, you know, a new band or a new bandmate every show, and it's amazing to see what happens, you know.
I just went to Lake Effect the other night. I'd never been there. I'd heard of it. Gorgeous bar. Gorgeous. Oh, and they have food, and there's like, it's very tactile. There's like crushed velvet curtains and banquettes, and downstairs very speakeasy, and a really cool spot.
Oh, yeah.
I can think of lots of adjectives for bars, but gorgeous isn't one of them. Why was it gorgeous?
Okay, so
describe this to us.
It's funny. I was having these flashbacks of Utah liquor laws. So in many, many, many years since times I've been here, you can't display a bottle, right? You're not supposed to see the alcohol. But they have these big brick exposed walls piled like six levels high, shelves high, full of all the alcohol bottles.
Ugh.
And get this. They take those like library ladders on the rail,
right,
and roll it down, and they climb up to get a bottle. So you want to order something that's like on the top shelf just to make them climb up the ladder.
Right, right.
But it's just super interesting. So it's gorgeous that way. The banquettes, I love a nice banquette, you know, like a little nooky kind of area. They had two people performing upstairs. And then when I went downstairs, they were setting up for a jazz band down there too. And I'm curious, you said your show's on Sunday during the middle of the day. What's the clientele like in the middle of the day on a Sunday?
Sunday brunchers, people who are just waking up, rolling out of bed, you know, they look fancy, but also bedhead, you know? No, it's super casual, and just they have delicious brunch. So it's pretty new and people don't really know about it. So I'm happy to talk about it here.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out.
You know what they should do? They should have someone dressed up like a librarian. All guys have librarian fantasies. So with their hair pulled back and the Oxford glasses, and they, we need to get this library book or this bottle, excuse me. And they roll the little ladder over and they go up and they, oh. I know. It's
all right, down there, suggest that.
I will. So what are you going to play for us first?
Well, I think the song that's in my head right now is called Waiting. And so
Waiting.
It's kind of mellow. I hope you don't mind. It's super mellow.
That's fine. Live on the Morning Mix, Brooke McIntosh.
Thanks, JW. Thank you.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise recently committed to a net zero footprint by 2030. The environment is our business. By 2030, we commit to zero net emissions, zero waste to the landfill, and a zero net operating impact to forests and habitat. More information at epicpromise.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids' menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, our musical guest for the hour, Brooke McIntosh. Brooke, that was a beautiful song. Thank you for that. It had a sort of an ethereal sound. You know, the combination of your voice and the minor chords you were playing really, really invokes the emotion of being, it was very airy. But Brooke will be returning with us. We're going to be talking with her about her songwriting process, where she's playing out. She's going to be playing a couple more songs for us. It is currently 66 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. Here's the deal for the weekend. Today, we're going to go up to 90 degrees here in Park City. For our friends in Heber and Heber Valley, they're going up to 97, 98 degrees. Tonight, it'll be a lot cooler, down to 55. Saturday's 89 degrees under hazy skies in Park City. It'll be going up to 98 in Heber and in Heber Valley. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 86 here and mid-90s to late 90s in Heber and Heber Valley. So looks like a good weekend, Christy.
Late 90s, you're like mixing your eras with your temperature.
Yes, yes.
Late 90s was a good time.
They were. And I was thinking of Breakfast Club, Tony Oros's band that he put together. Man, they played the greatest 80s hits. They just had one after the other on Wednesday night's concert at Deer Valley.
Did it take you back to that time and place of your life?
Yeah, and it's interesting. This is music that I didn't really enjoy at the time. I mean, it was kind of poppy and everything, but hearing it now, I appreciate it. Has that happened with you before?
I feel that way more about the 70s music.
Yeah.
That I was too young for it, and then now I get it in perspective. Well, talking about going back in musical history, we are joined by Greg Freeman and Jeffrey Howery, a.k.a. Dr. Bob, and they're going to tell us about the Dr. Bob shows this weekend. Exciting, because there's two going on. That's amazing.
There's two going on, yes. We're playing Friday and Sunday.
So Friday night's at the Cabin. And you've got a special guest, Tommy Blatnick, joining up of the Rave Ups. I don't know who they are. But then Sunday, this is exciting for anyone who's been in town for a really long time, Betts is coming back, Betts Connor Pott. And she was one of the co-founders of the band back in 1982.
Right. Betts and Jeff and their drummer at the time founded Dr. Bob, and they did a three-piece power trio rock and roll band that was really a lot of fun. Played at the Alamo. And we all fondly remember the Alamo, those of us who were here at the time, and other venues. So it's a reunion of that setup.
So I was telling JW that Betts was a bartender, and he said, where? And I couldn't remember the name of the bar that is now Grappa. What was that bar called?
It was called the Hula Bowl.
And
it was
the Hula Bowl.
All right. Got it.
There wasn't even a sign outside. The locals knew about it. And it was located where the Grappa kitchen is now at Main Street level. It was like an underground bar, and it was a place where locals could go hang out and be locals.
Yeah.
Kind of trouble ensued from there. It was a very, like, you went there last, you know, and if you're doing shots at, like, last call, there's trouble coming.
Yeah.
You're not planning a good night's sleep at that point.
No. I wish I still had my membership card to the Alamo. Do you still have yours?
I never had one.
I never had one either. I didn't have a membership anywhere.
I was sponsored.
You were sponsored.
And I would sponsor other people. Back in the day when you had to have a membership to come into a private club to drink. And then if you were a member, you could sponsor other people. And so the doorman would often call someone nearby and be like, hey, Greg, can you sponsor these people? Or hey, Christy, can you sponsor these people? And I'm like, sure. But I never had my membership.
Never had
that
a
was
card.
My civil disobedience. Shh.
Ooh. She actually, she does follow the rules.
I usually follow the rules, but
yeah.
That was the rule back then.
There you go. And I was saying how at the Alamo, the bands used to play before there was an upstairs, before the nice furniture. There was a, I don't even know how we fit them. There was like at the end of the bar, there was a little loft where the bands would play.
Yeah, the band played above bar level. It was almost up in the smoke because it was a smoking bar back then.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really smoky. And the band would play up at the stage that was elevated. And they would push the pool table into a locker under the stage so there was room on the dance floor. And people would dance on the tables at the Alamo as well.
Yeah, and I was saying that there was a bar that kind of ran the length parallel to the actual bar. There was like a rail kind of bar.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you'd see someone come from their wedding and the bride would get up and dance up there. And I think if I ever get married in this town, please don't let me dance on the bar at the Alamo afterwards.
I could see it now.
No.
So for folks that aren't familiar with the Dr. Bob and that sort of thing, what can they expect at the Dr. Bob reunion shows?
Well, we'll be proud to have Betsy back to play some bass. She was the original bassist and vocalist. A lot of the original music was written for, well, by and for Bets to sing on, female vocalist. Dr. Bob Band in general is a, I'd call it a classic rock band. Do a bunch of favorites from the heyday of rock and roll, like Beatles, The Stones, The Who, The Doors, that kind of stuff. Pretty good variety of classic rock, and it's fun music if you're into that era. And the Dr. Bob Band is actually the longest running rock and roll band in the history of Park City. And I've not been around for 150 years, but I have to imagine in the 1800s they didn't have too many rock and roll bands. So Dr. Bob Band originally got together in the early 80s, and Jeffrey Howery, the impetus of the band, has been running the band ever since and playing regularly over the years.
So I'm just trying to think of all the shows. Like, I count that up. Let's give a good estimate of how many shows over all those years. I don't know.
Oh, hundreds.
Yes, yeah. Many hundreds.
I mean, venues that mostly don't exist anymore, like the Black Pearl, the Rusty Nail.
Where was Rusty Nail?
The Rusty Nail is where the Legacy Lodge is now. And the Legacy Lodge is actually a legacy of what used to be there, which was the gondola building for the Park City ski area.
Yeah, and I remember that. And Steeps was upstairs.
Right. So Rusty Nail turned into Steeps at the base.
Okay.
And so before Steeps was Rusty Nail, we used to play there. And gosh, there was...
I think back in my, when I first came, it was Alamo, the club would have bands upstairs, which is now the art gallery, one door downhill from the Alamo.
Right.
So there was always bands there. And then the Pop Jinx, which was just across the street, which is now Flanagan's.
Right.
And so that was our Bermuda Triangle, and there was always music. And then there was a one era that Scarpelli's was... what's there now?
That was in the Memorial Building, which is now the Park City Live Building.
Right, and so downstairs.
Right, upstairs now is, Lindsay O'Michaels? Is that what it's called?
No, there's something down there.
Guys. But downstairs was the Scarpelli's, which is a live music venue, and then it was the Jam and Salmon, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into some sort of a strip club that would... People didn't really strip.
No, I went in there once and I was like, oh my God, what happened to my main street? What happened? Somebody was not on the watch.
Well, there was a sort of a dark era of live music in Park City when the DJs came on the scene and all of a sudden music venues were turning over to DJs and bands were having trouble getting gigs on Main Street. And that's there's still DJs and that's a good mix now because we have live music and we have DJ music. But for a while there, it was really hard for a band to play on Main Street.
I was also thinking about, we all used to live in town. Old Town was all ski bums and young people that worked in town. And you'd get off work at a restaurant or something and you would go out immediately afterwards. So 11 o'clock, the bars would fill up. And now, if I go out on Main Street and in the winter, I don't recognize anybody. I think it's all tourists, and good for them. We're glad they're there.
Everybody lives outside of town.
Yeah, and it's a lot harder to just go see music on the street all the time.
It is. It's the demographic has definitely changed in Old Town, and the new demographic wants to go to bed at 9:30 so they can get up and go biking and skiing in the morning. And the demographic of years past still wants to get up early and ski powder, but they'd stay up till 2 in the morning rocking and rolling.
Well, it's kind of convenient, actually, to go home at 10 or 11 o'clock and already have had your night out and still get up.
Yeah. Greg, when you're not making music with the Dr. Bob reunion show for this weekend, do you still play music with other bands?
Yeah, I do play with some other bands around town here and there. I've been drumming since I was a little kid. First played in a band here in Park City at a bar called Potato John's in a band called Summit. And those of you who remember that, Potato John's was a bar at that had a video screen, a huge video screen, and they would video people coming down the Prospector Run in Park City Mountain, and people would come down at the end of the day to watch themselves on the big screen. Well, in 1978, that was a novelty. There were no cell phones.
That was a big deal.
Right. People didn't have video cameras. The guy who took the videos had to have like a suitcase for his recorder.
Right.
But now these days, just this last weekend for Arts Festival, I played with Christopher Hawley. He came in from L.A., and we did some shows. He was up at Snow Basin and down at Gracie's in Salt Lake and played the Park City Arts Festival. And let's see, I also play with Chicago Mike's Intergalactic Brother and Sisterhood of Big Eyed Beans from FUFMO. I know it's a mouthful.
What's the acronym for that?
FUFMO, I'm not quite sure. Michael
No, I meant the whole thing. Chicago Mike.
Chicago Mike. Well, Chicago Mike lived here mainly went under the moniker of Texas Sized Mike because he's a big guy. He lived here in the 90s. He now lives in Chicago and tours all over. Tours a lot in Europe and in the Western United States. He's going to be in town over Miner's Day weekend, as the locals call it Miner's Day and some other people call it Labor Day. Also playing at the Boneyard on September 1st for a rock and roll show with Chicago Mike.
So you're like go-to guy. You're like go-to drummer guy.
Like to be. It's
so
fun.
If anyone's looking for a drummer, Greg Freeman's your guy. So tonight, Dr. Bob is playing at The Cabin on Main Street, and Sunday is the Dr. Bob reunion show at the Boneyard, and
with Betts,
and there's a meet and greet as well. So it's from 4 to 7 p.m. on Sunday night.
The 4 to 7 meet and greet, and then 7 to basically to 9:30 when they make a stop, the rock and roll show upstairs at the Boneyard on the patio. It's going to be a beautiful night. We're all looking forward to it. And come on down. There's no cover charge. 21 and over.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And bring something to keep you warm. The high on Sunday will be 86, but you'll be up there on the deck. So when that sun goes down, it may cool off a little bit, but it's a great venue for music and for looking at the stars and everything else.
Oh, we're not stars.
Okay. Not you guys. Okay. Not you guys.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to, thanks for joining us, Greg.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to take a short break, go to some underwriters. When we return, we have Steve Hewson with us from the 24th annual Rockport Dam Jam. Stay with us. This is Morning Mix on KPCW.
G'day, it's Ian from Campos Coffee. Us Aussies really love a summer as much as we love supporting KPCW. We've got Nitro Cold Brew on tap, affogatos made with Wasatch Creamery ice cream, and Mamachari kombucha made with our Cascara coffee cherry. Located above the ice rink at Park City Mountain Resort next to the Adirondack Chairs. CamposCoffee.com.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Welcome back to the morning.
Hey, it's JW. How you doing?
Our musical guest for the hour
We're going to put you on hold and introduce you in about 10 seconds.
We're going to talk to Jeffrey Howery right now. We're going to talk to Steve Hewson. He is the organizer of the 24th annual Rockport Dam Jam, taking place this weekend out at Rockport State Park. Welcome, Steve.
Steve, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
So I was going to just list the Rockport Dam Jam in our weekend events in a long list of things that are going on this weekend, but I felt like it needed more. It needed more filler. So it's, it's amazing. It's the 24th annual, and it takes place all weekend. Paint the picture for our listeners of what goes on there.
Well, this is actually our 25th anniversary, and I was just doing the math. So we started in 1993, and what it is a bluegrass acoustic jam and campout. And it started when I was living at Rockport. As I was the state park manager, park ranger at Rockport, and also a guitar player that enjoyed bluegrass music. And the bluegrass tradition is that you get together and you know, play music with friends. And so we also decided to camp out for the weekend, and it has turned into a 25-year tradition.
So people show up and they set up their camp spot, and I just picture a bunch of people walking around with guitars and mandolins and banjos and looking for a campfire to play by. Or is that how it works? Is that how a jam forms?
Well, that is exactly how it happens. And the same people are coming year after year, so they know that their friends are going to be up here, and there are lots of banjos and fiddles and big basses and lots of camps where people are playing music. Probably not going to be too many campfires because of the dry weather, but it's nice and warm, and the old church campground below the dam at Rockport is there's a lot of room, and so lots of campers come up and have their camps, and we don't have any stages or scheduled performances. It's just all informal get together and what do you want to play next kind of thing.
So give us the particulars on the date and the time that it begins, and is there a charge to be able to come in and camp out, or to be able to come in and listen to the music? Give us any particulars you think our listeners would enjoy.
Yeah, so again, this is at the Old Church Campground below the dam at Rockport, and starts today, goes through the weekend. We have a really great price, which is $5 per car, and that's for camping or coming up for the day. And lots of people come and stay. Actually, people have been there already this week, but people come for the day, or they come and stay the weekend. And, you could come for a couple hours or longer, and, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so I'm coming as a spectator, and do I bring a chair so I can kind of hustle up next to a circle?
A chair is good, and a picnic, or something to drink. And it's kind of rustic. We've got outhouses, and that's about it. But if you have your chair and your picnic and a cooler, you're in pretty good shape. We do have a community potluck dinner on Saturday night, which is at 7:00. And, again, it's just pretty casual. You bring something to share, and we have coals going in the grill, so you can grill burgers or steaks or whatever you want. It turns into a really great potluck under the pavilion. And so that's 7:00 on Saturday night. And I think that is the only scheduled event at the Dam Jam. Everything else is just the informal picking, is what we call it. So.
Well, Christy, I would say bring the chair and bring some food and bring one of your rustic hula hoops.
I knew the hula hoop was going to get added.
No, well, why wouldn't it?
I don't know. I've never hula hooped to bluegrass, so it's worth trying. I don't know what a rustic hula hoop
is,
but
the hula hoop works very well with bluegrass, and there's always a lot of kids running around, and you know, it's a great family environment, and music goes all day and all night. Nobody goes to bed at 10. It's you know, they stay up late. So yeah, it's been a really really good event over the years, and also a part of it is the restored old historic church. That's where the name Old Church comes from. There's actually an old white church that used to be down at the town of Rockport before the dam was built, and that's open, and you can wander in. There's usually somebody playing music in there, and you know, it's kind of
it sounds great, and I wish you luck this weekend, and we'll have to come check it out. Thank you for joining us and telling everyone all about it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Steve. All right, so Christy, we're going to do weekend events, but you know what? I think looking at the timing, we should ask Brooke to play a second song for us, and then we can do weekend events right after that.
Sounds good.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So what are you going to play for us now?
Well, I was inspired by his comments, so this is my bluegrassy tune that my brother Holden helped me write. So this is called Idaf.
Live in the morning mix, Brooke McIntosh.
Thank you. time it was here within me. Oh, 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 oh. If only I'd known I'd have been gone a long time ago. Oh, 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 oh. If only I'd known I'd been gone.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to do weekend events, but you know, in a few minutes, we're going to come back. I want to talk to you about your songwriting process and you know, tell us about that, and also tell us where you're playing out again, so we can get that.
Sure.
All right. Well, folks, it's time for weekend events. Summit County Fair is a traditional small town county fair with cowboys, bucking broncos, clowns, carnival games, beauty queens, wow, and lots of live entertainment tonight. PCRA Rodeo and the Teen Dance.
And as we said, the 25th annual Rockport Dam Jam is taking place at Rockport State Park in the Old Church Campground below the dam, featuring bluegrass and acoustic jamming sessions throughout the weekend.
Woo-woo! Tour of Utah passing through town on Saturday and Sunday, and their Ultimate Challenge pre-party and meet and greet is happening today at the Canyons from 2 to 9 p.m.
The Utah Symphony presents Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture and Violin Concerto tonight at Deer Valley's Outdoor Amphitheater at 7:30 p.m. Corinne Bailey-Ray is at City Park for the Big Stars Bright Nights concerts at 6 p.m. Edgar Winter Band is at Egyptian Theater at 8 p.m. Brooke McIntosh is at Legends at PCMR at 6 p.m. Mystic Bowie's Talking Dreads is at OP Rockwell tonight after 8 p.m. Mr. Sister Trio is at the Boneyard at 6:30 p.m. Dr. Bob is at the Cabin, and Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are at the Spur. Did you find something to see tonight?
Oh, yeah. Folks, that's going to officially button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday at the Summit County Fair. On Saturday, there's a sunrise breakfast, a family fun bike, run, or walk event, followed by a parade on Main Street in Colville, a junior livestock sale at the fairgrounds, lots of live entertainment and carnival games, and another night of PCRA rodeo events. Go to summitcountyfair.org for the daily schedules and the details.
The Tour of Utah Bike Race Stage 5 event leaves Canyons Village at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, heading for the day's finish line at Snowbird Resort. The less professional racers can participate in the Ultimate Challenge Start, which is riding the same course as the Tour of Utah riders, but they get a four-hour head start.
All right. In Prospector Square, Lot K, they'll be showing the International Ocean Film Tour, Volume 5, for a pop-up drive-in movie. Tickets are required, may already be sold out for cars, but they also offer walk-up and bike-up spots. Go to the Park City Film Series website for details.
Actually, I heard on Leslie's show, he said that the car parking was not sold out yet.
So you can
still actually do a drive-in.
And that's,
cool.
I believe, you access through Sidewinder.
Yeah, it's all kind of torn up there.
Yeah.
So, the Deer Valley Music Festival tomorrow night presents the Utah Symphony's performing the music of Pink Floyd. This is at the Deer Valley Outdoor Amphitheater at 7:30 p.m. Aaron Lee Tazjian is at Canyons Village at 6. Don Felder, an original member of the Eagles, is at City Park at 6 p.m. also. Mud Puddle is on the Payday Deck at Park City Mountain Resort at 4. Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are at Silver Star Cafe at 7:30. Bad Feather is at the Cabin. Caleb Gray Band is at the Spur. Joy and Eric are at the Boneyard. And the Edgar Winter Band is again at Egyptian Theater tomorrow at 8.
What a great weekend. There's so much cooking. That buttons it up for Saturday, folks. Let's get to Sunday. Tour of Utah both starts and ends on historic Main Street after climbing up and over Guardsmen and Midway and around. Think about the Sunday race route before making your Sunday plans, as the race will definitely impact traffic patterns and flow.
And the Dr. Bob Reunion Show is at the Boneyard, featuring Beth Connor Pott, Nate Robinson is at Legends at Park City Mountain Resort at 4 on Sunday. Desafio Show is at Billy Blanco's at Quarry Village. And Lash LaRue is at Copper Moose Farms.
Ah, and again, just a great, great weekend. Hey, joining us now on the phone, Charlie Freshman. He's a member of the Cannoneers of Wasatch, and he'll be performing tonight, blowing his cannons off with his other folks there for Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture and Violin Concerto at 7:30 p.m. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Tell us about your little group of
cannoneers.
Exploders, cannoneers.
Well, they started 43 years ago with one event, and then 39 years ago did their first concert with the Utah Symphony, which they've been doing ever since.
Mm.
And how does one get into being a cannoneer? Like, what's that draw?
Well, with me, I had a background in Western history and also was doing some blacksmithing. And I was invited with a friend that was a member, and he knew he'd hook me, and I've been in it ever since.
How many people are in the group?
There's about 12.
And where does one get an old cannon and the explosives? That
could be a new cannon.
Okay.
That's a little bit of a kind of a mistake people are making or not clear, but most of the cannons are new, and the majority of them were made by our members or the members' family.
Well, here's an observation. I don't want to alarm any Boy Scouts out there, but my own observations from Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts is that Boy Scouts love pagan fires. You know, when they build a campfire, they just keep loading it up. And they just, Boy Scouts, this is my observation again. If you're listening to this program and your son doesn't do this, that's cool. But my observation is that Boy Scouts love to build fires, big fires, you know, for official fires, for like campsites and things like that. Is it the same thing with the cannoneers? Do you guys like to blow stuff up?
Well, most of what we're shooting is blank charges.
Yeah.
And that's what we do with the symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty controlled. We're controlled by ATF. And so safety is our prime concern. So, but occasionally during the year, we'll be able to do some target practicing, and that's fun. And a few of our members have bowling ball mortars.
Wow. Oh,
now you're talking.
When you play with the symphony, where are you guys positioned? Are you on the stage or are you off on the hillside?
No, we're off pretty much even to the stage, but south of the stage.
And then how do you, I'm just wondering if the sound has a different, you know, there's a delay in the sound of if you're off a little bit. So
my wife is the one that will be shooting the cannons off this evening, and she has a live feed headphones, and she has the music memorized, and hopefully she'll shoot each one on cue, which the piece calls for 16 cannon reports, and we'll have 20 cannons out there tonight.
And is there any delay? Like, is there a fuse, or is it, am I just envisioning something old?
Yeah. we have a kind of a little bit of a primitive keyboard, and it has buttons, and is hooked up to a wiring with an electronic igniter. So once she hears the right music, she's able to push that, and it goes off instantaneously.
I was checking this out this morning, that the overture, the 1812 Solemn Overture, as it was originally called, debuted in Moscow on August of 1882. And Tchaikovsky conducted it himself, and they had a whole bunch of cannons and the chimes and the bells, you know, and the French and the, you know, everything. Kind of cool.
Well, then those would have been old cannons that had a fuse that had a light, and the timing of that is confusing to me.
They were probably military cannons.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they lit them back then, but I know that it's been quite a process for our group to come up with a situation that it works as efficiently now. I think when they did the first one, you know, they had to learn a lot, and then it kind of improved over the years.
And the significance of that first concert being in Moscow was it was Moscow's big stand made against what they thought was an invincible French army. And they rang all the bells and everything when they felt they had them. It's kind of interesting history anyway. And, of course, incredible music.
It would inspire some patriotism and force or, you know.
Yeah, and we've kind of accepted the music as our own. And it's usually celebrated in the summer, you know, around the 4th of July generally.
Yeah.
Be harder to light those cannons if you're down at a Bravenal Hall.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Although you could try. They've got great acoustics in there.
And do they swing a spotlight over to the cannoneers?
No, they don't.
Oh. I'll put that in the suggestion box.
So back to the cannonballs when you guys do a little target practice. How far can your cannons shoot a cannonball?
Well, I think full-scale ones could shoot them a couple miles. Most of ours are 40 millimeter, and we're shooting at a target that's about 700 yards away.
You know, Christy, when all hell breaks loose in this country, we want to be on Charlie's side.
I'm not that good of a shot.
Right behind him.
You're not that good of a shot?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, so we both grew up in the Northeast, and I remember going to a friend's house in Connecticut, and there was small cannonballs lodged still into the exterior of the home from when the Redcoats marched through Wilton, Connecticut.
Yeah.
It was quite small. Not a bowling ball size.
No. Well, most of the ones we're shooting... we'll have one cannon. Hopefully we'll have space to display it, but it'll be a full-size 12-pounder, which means it's 4 inches in diameter. And that will be sitting for display. And then another one, full-size, which is a 6-pounder, which is 3 inches in diameter. And that one will be one of the last cannon to go off tonight.
Charlie Freshman, one of the cannoneers of Wasatch, and he'll be performing tonight with Utah Symphony, with the Tchaikovsky 1812 Overture and Violin Concerto. And that, of course, begins at 7:30 p.m. at Snow Park at the Deer Valley Amphitheater. Charlie, break a leg. Have a great night and enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Well, that sounds like fun, huh?
Totally. The part about lighting stuff off?
Yeah. So you build that pagan campfire, and then you blow off cannons and stuff. And it's just wild. It's great.
I thought you would enjoy that interview.
I did, yeah, I did. We had him on a couple years ago, and it's, for the same type of thing. But, I love talking to those guys.
It's an interesting hobby to have.
Yeah. Well, why don't you thank our sponsors, and we'll figure out some other stuff to do.
Thank you for supporting this show. Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
We have a couple underwriters to get to, so we shall return right after this. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is The Morning Mix. We'll be returning with a final song from our musical guest for the hour, Brooke McIntosh. Stay with us.
Escape into the music at the final weekend of Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. August 10th, experience Tchaikovsky's explosive 1812 Overture accompanied by live cannon blasts. This is one thrilling performance you must experience live. Then on August 11th, relive the greatest hits of Pink Floyd with a rock band and full orchestra as singer Brody Dolenyk and the Utah Symphony perform this iconic music. For tickets, visit deervalleymusicfestival.org. Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
KPCW's Pledge Drive is a summertime staple on the Wasatch Back. This year, our fundraisers from August 20th to the 24th. We're collecting donations right now to give as thank you gifts to inspire our listeners to call in a pledge. From restaurant and store gift certificates to bigger ticket items for the online auction, supporting your public radio station is a great way to support your community and show your KPCW love. If you're interested in donating, email Jennifer at kpcw.org.
Support for KPCW comes from Zions Bank, committed to community, integrity, teamwork, and trust for all customers. More information at zionsbank.com. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Support for KPCW comes from Park City Institute.
Create a mood under the stars when Park City Institute presents Grammy Award winner, soulful singer, Corinne Bailey Rae, as the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series pops up at City Park. Rain or shine, Friday, August 10th. Gates open at 4:30. Show starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call 655-3114. Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, musical guest for the hour, Brooke McIntosh. Brooke, we're looking forward to your final song, but we want to ask you about your songwriting process.
All right. What do you want to know about it?
Well, you've played two beautiful songs for us. How did you write those?
Well, the one that my brother helped me write, he started playing this beautiful guitar part, and I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
And I asked him if it would be okay if I wrote lyrics to it, and I took it home and just created this song that I felt could express myself to not only him but to other people in my family, because I was leaving for San Diego.
Mm.
And so that song in particular is saying, you know, if only I would have known I could have done this so long ago, you know, because I really just wanted to go and experience life. And then I also felt the same exact way coming home. So it's funny because that song rings true today as much as it did then.
Oh, that's good.
But that was that songwriting process. Every single song comes out differently.
Yeah.
So it's a birthing of a different child at a different time in a different headspace. And
yeah.
It's always different.
And what are you going to play for us now?
Oh, I was trying to decide that, actually. I think I'm going to do something that's kind of a love song. It actually started out as a hate song. And I changed the lyrics to be more happy because the chords felt that way to me. So this is called No One But You.
Live in the Morning Mix, Brooke McIntosh. Your buddy, get outside and have some fun this weekend.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Longrimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Every time you-